Hello, and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Thursday, March 5th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. Not much. Really, not that much is going on in sports. It may be the quiet before the storm of March madness in college basketball, but there's not much. But here's what there is. In the NHL, there's a great game between the New York Islanders at the Nashville Predators at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on regional cable. The Islanders haven't even come close to winning a Stanley Cup since the early 80s when they won a bunch of them. The Predators have never gone past the conference semifinals, which is basically the last 8 teams in the tournament. That's why it's so surprising that they're both in first place of their respective divisions this year. If even one of them can convert this improvement into a Stanley Cup championship, it would be one of the least likely championship runs in recent memory. In the NBA, there's a doubleheader. The first game of the night is Oklahoma City Thunder at Chicago Bulls at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT, and the second is the Dallas Mavericks at Portland Trailblazers, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT. The NBA often has a doubleheader on national television, but only once in a while are the two games on TV the only two games on the schedule. That's the case tonight. The story of the first game is that these teams are the two hard luck stories of the 2014-2015 NBA season. Both the Bulls and the Thunder went into the season with legitimate championship hopes. The Thunder lost first their best player, Kevin Durant, to a foot injury, and then their second best, Russell Westbrook, to a knee injury. For a little while, they were back and healthy, and they made a run. But then Durant's foot started hurting again, and then most recently, Westbrook literally dented his face. I have no idea how that works, but he did. Durant's going to be out for this game, but Westbrook should be back, maybe wearing a mask. The Bulls' often injured leader, Derrick Rose, is out once again after knee surgery to clean out his meniscus. That was bad enough, but not totally unexpected. To add injury to injury, though, their new best player, the up-and-coming Jimmy Butler, sprained a ligament in his elbow and will miss most of the rest of the season. So, alright, obviously this game is missing some of its best characters, but both teams will try to make up for that with effort. The late game features another team with a really hard luck story. This one, at least, is of their own making. About a third through the season, the Dallas Mavericks had the best offense in the league, but they still tried to improve by trading a few of their players and a pick or two, I think, for the interesting and talented point guard Rajon Rondo. It hasn't worked. Rondo has clashed with his new coach and seems hesitant when he plays. The team has gone downhill overall since the trade, but they may still have enough to beat the Trailblazers, who will be playing their second game in 2 nights. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Thursday, March 5th, 2015. Find us on the web at DearSportsFan.com and send me questions to DearSportsFan@gmail.com. As always, thanks to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at JesseFisher.com. Have a great day!